Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And you know I mean that too, don't you, folks? You know I'm glad you're here. I'm glad, excited about being able to hang out with you and talk to you about things that are important for your small business and my small business too. You know, I'm a small business owner just like you. I want to talk to you about what I call a new class of small business influencers. You know, folks, I've been talking about the age of the seller and the age of the customer for a long time now. When the age of the seller, the age of the seller, as you know, 10,000-year-old age that the marketplace has been built on for the last 10,000 years, that's going away. Well, in that era, there were three groups that mattered to your business for sales growth. There were suspects, prospects, and customers. You've heard me talk about this before. I want to talk about these in order of their appearance, how they appear to you, how you meet them. So the first one you meet is a suspect. And a suspect is anybody and everybody. Think of the names in the local phone book. They're just names, just people. And it could be anybody. Initially, you have no relationship with a suspect until you make contact in some way with them. Then if your qualifying criteria turns them into a prospect, meaning you ask them some questions, et cetera, right? So that you determine that they're no longer just a name, but these are actually people who might buy what you sell, then you've qualified them into some level of a prospect. And then the relationship develops further as you further qualify them until they convert into a customer or not. So for 10,000 years, of these three, only prospects and customers were influencers of your business because they were the only two that you could actually work with. You can work with a prospect to turn them into a customer. You can work with a customer to keep them as customers. Now, in the age of the customer, which is the new era, that's only been around since about 1995, which, as I say, was born of the internet. Businesses have had to learn how to operate where influencers are not only evaluating their traditional activity, not only looking at you from the standpoint of your Main Street activity, face-to-face, etc., but also your online activity, your online presence as well. And in this new age, there are now three influencers, the two originals, prospects and customers, plus a new one. The new influencer is users, and their impact is only online. Like suspects in the original age, users are people you probably have not yet developed a business relationship with. So, see, I said suspects were not influencers because they're just out there, right? They're not affecting you at all until you come into contact with them. But unlike a suspect, a user becomes influential of your business in at least five ways, but only if you have an internet presence. Here's the first way. Users find you online and evaluate and appraise your offerings, whatever you do online, the information and behavior, before you even know they exist. They're looking at you. They have made contact with you before you know that and before you can make contact with them. And that's how they're influencing you. Number two, users can influence others by posting, by talking about their appraisal online, whether good or bad, in any of the commenting or social media platforms, right? And even if their appraisal is not good, you still get the next three things where they influence you, and the next three things that you know about users. Number three, the very act of users finding you especially if they leave a commenting trail, meaning they say, I went to this website and I love it. You know, I haven't done business with these people, but I love how they put it together, or they whatever they may say, or I don't. What if they comment, especially, they reveal themselves to you. You now know they exist. So they contact you before you contact them. Number four, from some forms of contact information will be left behind, whether it be email or their handle or a cookie, right? You can capture these people with cookies. It's being done all the time. And number five, you can assume that a user has at least a tacit interest in what you do and what you sell. Meaning that if they've gone to your website and they've made a comment or something like that, or what, even if they just went to your website, that's a tip-off, folks. Why would they be going to your website if they weren't interested in something that you do? So users, these are ways that users make themselves available. Users are suspects on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. I have identified them as what I believe they are, a new class of prospect, because as they wield their influence doing the evaluation of you before you even know they exist, they actually self-qualify themselves without any direct cost or involvement by you. Think about that. All these suspects out there in the age of the seller that you had to meet and talk to and spend time with and all that to see if they qualified to do business with you, users are now self-qualifying themselves. How much could that impact your prospect development plan? But the question is, are you prepared to help them do that? Are you prepared to capture those people, to connect with them? So if you're still unimpressed with the potential of this new group of influencers, the users, on your business, remember this. The driver of value for the big social media platforms are not customers. There are hundreds of millions of users. Facebook's driver of value are not their customers, they're users. And every small business has the ability to convert a user into a paying customer in a way that Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn are envious of. They're green with envy about your ability to convert your users into customers. They wish they could do that. You can do that. The question is, are you doing it? The question is, have you developed a strategy to turn users into your new class of prospects and then into customers? It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Think about these things. Let me know what you think. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.